he's like, little babies, drink this sincere milk. Yeah. Thereby you may grow.
Yeah.
It was just extra sweet to read that.
That's one of the scriptures that the King James has wrong. Not that part. But the King James leaves off the last two words in that verse. It's in all the other versions that you read. Peter actually said, desire the sincere, which means pure, milk of the word, that you may grow thereby. And the last two words that are left out in the King James is, unto salvation.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Wow.
He was telling them, keep growing, keep until growing. They're saved.
Wow.
Now, Peter is a man we would be extremely honored to spend eternity with. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's really the feeling I ended up with. That God had someone like Peter that he could put through that.
Yes.
And he would and go survive. Back to Jerusalem and, but God did it.
Yeah.
And hold on to that.
John, I was
he'd been through something, but he was still held on to
just what God had done.
Yes.
I was sitting there thinking how God had to work with us to get us turned loose of a false doctrine.
Right.
They were holding on to a real doctrine.
Yes. Mm. That's true, wasn't it? Mm. Think about how hard it's been for some of us to believe the truth about coming out of Christianity. And that never was of God. Jesus never approved of that. But what if God had called us out of something that Jesus himself approved of while he was here among us?
We don't have anything to compare that to you.
Uh-uh. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. Peter did very well. Yes. He did very well.
Like Paul, Peter had been humbled beyond humble.
Yes.
By denying the Lord. I mean, he had to remember, who am I? I denied him to his face right in front of him.
Yes.
You know, he was humble to humble. Saul, same way, was humble to humble.
Yes.
So.
And without humility, we can't understand either one of them rightly. They were humbled down to the core of their souls.
When Peter found out something was from Jesus, he was going to jump on it.
Yes.
Because he had missed his time.
And then early on, when Peter was so haughty, and Jesus had to tell him that Satan desired to sift you.
Yes.
Pastor John, what I love is like when you're putting the whole story together, is these characters, they only knew what they knew. And that's it. You know, and then God just put everything together. I mean, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I mean, Peter only knew what he knew and he held on to it. He didn't claim anything else. And then Paul only knew what he knew and then until God put it all together and revealed it.
Mm. We only knew what we knew till God
knew. It's the stuff you thought we knew. No problem.
Yeah. You kind of picture Peter saying, then I remember the words of the Lord that he said, when the Holy Ghost comes, it'll guide you into all truth.
Into
he didn't
all
say
truth.
When the Holy Ghost comes, poof, you'll
know
everything.
Right.
So it was a learning process.
Staying humble so you follow the Spirit. No matter what you think. Who was I that I could withstand God? I would have, I could have. That was not didn't seem right to me, but I couldn't withstand it. I could not disobey God.
Well, it's just as bad today because Christianity has taken over the whole world here.
Yeah.
And those like our little group that know the truth, you feel like you standing out alone against the whole world. Holding on to the truth.
Yeah.
Because what's out there, what we've learned, what we are learning here is so far-fetched from Christianity that we're in the same place that Peter was.
Brand new territory.
Yes.
And where will it take us? Where is the Spirit taking us? Into what? Who knows? But let's not withstand God.
No.
Wherever you take us, God, give us hearts to go. Give us humility, God, and faith to hear your voice and believe it and love it and obey it. The only safe place, God. It's the only safe place. It's the only good place.
Yes, Lord.
The only right place, God, is where your spirit will lead us.
Led by you.
It's very encouraging to read this the right way, because look at how confused Peter had to be. Look at how he stumbled under the pressure in Antioch. And look at how much God loved him, guided him, corrected him. He didn't have to know everything for Jesus to love him. It was okay if he didn't know what to do. It was okay. His heart was right with God.
Amen.
And that will encourage us about ourselves and give us a heart like Jesus toward those that are stumbling around trying to find the right thing. You don't know what to do. Or going by what they've always been accustomed to. We can have patience because God has had patience with us. And He's still having patience with us. There's absolutely nothing in this story to puff any of us up.
No.
Nothing. Just the opposite.
Yes, yes. Come on, my mind.
Just the opposite.
Well, just a few short weeks ago, I would have read those 12 chapters and had certain thoughts and missed it completely.
Yeah.
Just missed it. I've never got it.
God.
Didn't know what I was reading.
Yeah.